What's going on, everybody? You're listening to Small State Big Takes, presented by House Enterprise. We have a message from our friends over at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Whether it's a college football bet, an NFL bet, or all types of sports bets, the DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. If you use the code SSBT and bet $5, you can instantly score up to $200 in bonus bets. Listen to the episode to hear more information about this DraftKings promo, but if you're a new customer, head on down to the DraftKings Sportsbook, use the code SSBT, and instantly score those bonus bets. Enjoy the episode, and remember, the house always wins.
Ooh, welcome back to Small State Big Takes. We're a little late this week, but we're still here, and we got the whole gang here, kind of. Josh, temporarily, I guess. You know, he comes whenever he can. And right now we just got a text. He is in Disney World for the first time with his daughter. So congrats to that. That's pretty cool, I guess, if you're into that sort of thing. But opening take four, Stephen O. Scott, he is here, surprisingly, for a few minutes anyways. What do you got?
Yo, 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 what's good? Shout out to my boy Joshy. Got to meet his daughter recently. That was pretty awesome. And hope he's having fun at Disney World right now. This is the first ever Peloton appearance where I'm here on Peloton, podcast appearance where I'm on the Peloton. So what the fuck's up? Ollie, you were hating on me for no reason prior to the pod for being on the Peloton. But, yo, shout out to Hannah Frankson. See the chick? Got me through.
Do you ride the Peloton with no shirt on?
No shirt on, bro. Wow. It's too much sweat. Shout out to Connor. You know, when you sweat like this, it's just, you can't be riding with a shirt on. Too much chafing.
When I go to the gym, even in the summer, I need to get that sweat on. So I wear a sweatshirt even when it's summer. It's like 90 degrees out.
Really?
Yeah, I got the sweatshirt on the whole workout. I wanna be drenched.
Feels I like being drenched, but I feel it all over me right now. You know, I feel it all in the chest. Yeah. You know?
Well, you're a hairy motherfucker, so I get that.
What are you, bare ass skin, Holly?
No, but I'm not like full Italian, like or you know, whatever heritage you guys are.
Gilly's pretty hairy.
I don't have that.
I got a big patch of chest hair right in
yeah,
the...
I got like pew patches all over, you know? A little patch here, a little patch there.
You take me as a bald skin guy, Ollie. Sorry, Gilly, what'd you say?
No, big take. Talking about body hair. I was so pumped when I got my my happy trail
back in like
late middle school, early high school. Seeing that form, that was like, I don't know, low key highlight of my life. I'm like, hell yeah, like, I'm a man now.
Puberty,
like,
we're
this
here.
Is sick. Happy trail time.
Oh yeah.
Now it's, I don't know, it doesn't hit the same. Now the hair connected, so it's not really. I got a long trail from my neck hair to my. But you can't do anything, right? Have you, I don't know, have you ever considered shaving it, trimming it, or no? You're just like, it is what it is.
I would get so itchy if you shaved it.
I shaved it early on. I ain't going to lie. Like, when I first had it, because I was embarrassed by it. And then I was like, you know what? I have to learn to embrace. But for a while, I was shaving the happy trail when that's all I had. Like, sixth grade, seventh grade. That's a Steve fact for you. But now it's like, you know what, dude? Pure hair. Now I got the back hair. I got nose hair now. How you guys doing with nose hair situations? I have like a lot sticking out of my nose lately. It's not cool.
Really?
Like since turning 30, it's like been just sticking out of my nose.
Every once in a while, I'll have one that's annoying me. Be like, damn, but.
I got a patch. I think I'm going to get waxed.
A patch?
Yeah, dude. Like,
nose wax?
Like,
comes,
no. You get like a little bit of like a patch of like nose hairs just sticking out. It's like, whoa, just gotta go. TMI. Shout out to James Murphy.
I wonder, would you guys get? I don't know, like a wax? Would that actually? Have you done that or?
I have not done it. I think I'm way too much of a pussy to do that.
I think so too. For me.
Wait, Ollie, you ever had a fucking pedicure?
No.
Bitch. I know Gilly has, because I have.
No, I haven't.
No, I just assumed.
No, yeah. You did. No. I've never even done that, to be honest. This is embarrassing, but I've never even had like a real, real massage. I've had like athletic massages and shit when I was like running competitively, but not like a relaxation spa massage. I've been to spas,
no way.
Only done like saunas and water shit.
No way.
Yeah, I'm open to massage. I don't know. I don't. The manicure pedicure thing doesn't really. I don't know. Doesn't do a whole lot for me.
I'm with you.
Oh my god, who have to ask Josh?
You're working with your hands, though. I don't get that. Like, are you? I don't know. Is it because you work with your hands that you're trying to?
Yeah, go keep it soft, dude. Yeah,
no, people give you shit though. They're like, "What's why are your hands so soft?"
I do get shit. Yeah, yeah. I shake hands and they're like, "Oh, you got soft hands." I'm like, "Yeah, you know why? Because I work at it."
Aren't you?
I ain't trying to be.
Yeah, but you're a plumber. Like, you're supposed to be rough and rugged. You know, down and dirty.
I'm trying to break the norms. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be different.
Flip the stereotype.
Hmm. That's true, but my feet gotta be nice and clean too.
Interesting.
Can't believe neither of you had a pedicure. That's fucked.
No.
You would appreciate it. You know what? This Christmas, I'm going to get the boys a pedicure. We're all going to go together. Josh comes up. It's going to be sick.
Josh would be down for sure.
Josh would do it.
I think Josh he's a big spa guy.
Hell yeah. Dude, spas are the way to go.
Yeah, he's a big massage guy. I don't know if he's gone as far as the pedicure manicure, but he's definitely had a massage or two in his day.
I get massages every couple months.
That I know for sure.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Yep. Okay.
I would like that. I would like to get into that habit. I feel like I would need that. I don't know. As we get older too, and just like back aches and just random shit of like, ooh, I feel tight. Like it was a bullshit forever of just like, ooh, you're a little knot. You got a little knot here. When people touch your back, now it's like real. Now it's a serious knot.
Yeah, I hear you. Sucks getting old.
Yeah. I feel like if I swung a baseball bat right now, the wheels might fall off. Golf swing is fine, but for some reason, I feel like a baseball swing could really fuck my back up or shoulder and shit, right? When's the last time you swung a baseball bat?
Oh, I don't know. Too long. Very long time.
Wiffle balls don't count. Okay. I dabble in a little wiffle ball during the summer usually, but.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
What else is going on? Excited for Rody?
Yeah.
Rody Friars?
Yeah, Rody.
RPC?
Rody PC this weekend. Really good win for Rody the other day against Yale, although some people may say, oh, it's Yale. But, you know, Yale's a good team. And we kind of talked about low-key might have been Archie Miller's biggest win today so far in his year plus with URI, which is sad, but also good at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
And the A-10 sneakily might be a little bit better than we gave it credit for in general. St. Joe's looks really, really good. A couple of big wins for them so far early on.
How about that win last night against Nova? And that was at Villanova?
Yeah, at Nova, just dominated really from 10 minutes on. Eric Reynolds is a goddamn stud. That guard play over there in St. Joe's is legit. And as far as URI goes, they've beaten the bad teams. They had a rough stretch over there at Mohegan, a little bit of a punch in the gut, so to say, however you want to say it, but some will say it's needed. And now they have another big test this weekend at Providence. I don't think I'm going, or as of right now, I'm not going. Maybe that'll change, but I don't think so. It's on Fox Sports 1. It's actually on a real network, not like ESPNU, which is still a real network, I guess. But usually it's on like one of the lower ESPN networks, ESPNU. Sometimes ESPN2, like 5 or 6 years ago, when both teams were tournament contenders. So I'm probably just going to sit on my butt and watch that game.
That's fair. It's different in Providence. I don't know. It's a little bit of a rowdy crowd up there.
Yeah, which I respect. I like having good crowds here in Rhode Island, and PC's formed a very good student section, especially over the past 3 to 5 years. It's become one of the better ones in that Big East Conference and kind of in the country as a whole, as much as I don't want to admit it, but it's true. And you can thank Ed Cooley for that, who's kind of struggling down there in Georgetown right now, but year one, you kind of expect that. Should be a good game. Not really expecting, I guess I say it should be a good game. I doubt it'll be a super competitive game from start to finish. Probably be something like last year where like the first 10 minutes you're like, oh, like Rhodey might be able to hang around this year. And then PC is just going to do the thing where they are, their talent level is just, I think it's just too good to hang around. We'll see though. They're too, they are big. They are fast. They are athletic. They don't really shoot that well as PC has been known to do, but we'll see how it goes. Excited for it. Win would be huge, but not expecting that.
I am with you. I think, yeah. I wonder, because we don't know the line, do we?
No, it's not out yet. It won't be out till probably like late Friday.
I like it when they give like the bigger rivalry games like a little bit of a heads up.
Yeah,
I don't know. I know it's small time in the grand scheme of things, but I'm curious. I don't know. I'm sure it's going to be, what do you think it's going to be, double digits or close to it?
The lines are always like, remember last year it was kind of a short line.
I mean, yeah, what was it, 6.5 or something?
Yeah, it was something like that. So neutral court, and URI is definitely better than they were last year. We know that, but how much different is PC? I bet they're. I don't think that they're going to get as good of lines as they were last year, although they really never got good lines last year. I'm trying to look up. Let's see.
Yeah, they lost by 14 last year.
Yeah, but like, here it was with 5 minutes to go in the first half. It was 25-26. And then PC pulled away at the end of the half and just that was it. I don't see what the line was, but I'm pretty sure it was around there, like 6.5. I'd be pretty shocked if it was single digits, honestly. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
No bet, obviously. Don't bet with your.
I'm excited though for a new era between Kim English and Archie Miller. Hopefully, I want a little skirmish at half court. I'm greedy. I want
We need one of those
revival of the Ed Hurley. I mean, Dan Hurley and Ed Cooley, little beef at center court.
Yeah,
during our time at URI, I think we were in school back then.
That was early on in Dan Hurley's tenure too, right? Like his first or second year is when they had that big skirmish and like both received texts and everything. It's like Cooley had been there for a while, but
I think you're like, right, actually, because I don't think we weren't like a tournament team at that point. I think it was like a year or two before that.
And it was at URI. It was a good game. And that's when we were like, oh, I can finally compete with these guys. It's been a while. It's nice to compete. And
yeah. I wonder if that was that Ben Thiel.
Oh, it might have been. That was a fucking hard.
I feel like it was like that was the era sort of. Oh my God. That was freaking brutal.
Oh, that put back. Oh man. Yeah, that was tough. We had to sleep on that for a year.
Shout out to that dude. He declared for the NBA draft and immediately like did not succeed. I think he was a second round pick. I think the Celtics took him, right? And then he was like, I don't even know if he played a full season, and he was in Europe. And I think he left as like a sophomore, maybe.
Yeah, it was early. He definitely left there early. But
he could have been. He was a good player to, like, again, that was like one moment where that was a big moment, but he could have been like a beast. He could have been a pre-Nate Watson big that could have dominated.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Other than that, the hot stove is, I'd say, warming. You know, it's preheating over there. We at winter weekend or winter fucking weekend. Winter meetings next week. So hopefully some we'll get some bombs next week or this weekend even. Supposedly the Dylan Cease sweepstakes are heating up, and I don't know how much I can really take like seriously of these Soto to the Yankees and Otani with the Blue Jays like leaks, like that type of stuff. Especially the Yankee stuff was just coming from like a New York Times beat reporter or something like that. I forgot what exactly company he is writing for, but I just don't know how seriously I can take those. Like, to me, especially this time of year, if it's not coming from Passan or Rosenthal, I think are like the two guys I trust more than anybody. And then there's a big gap.
Yeah, because even John Heyman, I'm like, I'll listen, but it's not. I don't treat whatever he has to say as necessarily the truth. Obviously, what's his name? Nightingale is a different animal. He's just throwing shit at the wall, which I kind of respect. But
I do kind of respect that because he's just like at this point, he's just like fuck it, let's go. especially after Heyman with the Aaron Judge to the Giants tweet shit last year, it's like it's so hard to take him at his word these days, which sucks because he's been around baseball forever, but he's always kind of been like a ha ha yeah whatever sort type of source or whatever you want to refer to him as. And that one, Arson Judge, kind of sealed the deal. I was like, all right, maybe you have some knowledge, but at the end of the day, Passan and Rosenthal, I put Passan above Rosenthal personally, but they're kind of the nail in the coffin, so to say. Like, that's when you can be like, okay, this is legit stuff. And according to Ohtani's camp, the Blue Jays are out, the Dodgers are out, and the Cubs are out because, yeah, he didn't want people to know. Yeah, well,
that is the funniest shit. All the like the tweets and memes and stuff and I think it's got to be a Photoshop, right? Of like the Yankee Stadium like screen saying like "Welcome Shohei Ohtani." Yeah. Those are so funny because it's just like Red Sox fans trolling, being like, "Uh-oh,
oh no, shucks." I guess they're out of the Ohtani sweepstakes. I will say we've talked about it for a little while now, but Juan Soto to the Yankees is nightmare scenario for me. Although
it look real. It's kind of freaking me out.
It looks like it's got some real legs, but what also is coming with it is that it's like a lock that it's a 1 year thing, and he's going to the market. Which I can't blame him for. He's going to be 26 years old, so it's really just a one-year rental. But still, I don't even want it to give him the experience of being in New York, because what if he fucking falls in love with it? Because he probably will. They're a very passionate fan base. He hasn't played for a fan base that passionate ever. You know, he's been on the Nationals, who they show up when they're good. The Padres show up when they're good, kind of more of a glamour, but Yankees fans, they'll let you hear it. They'll quote unquote pack the house even when they're shitty, but even though it doesn't always look like it, and we can give them shit for that. We all know it's just because of traffic and parking and entrances are so bad. Nobody gets in their seats till the third inning generally. But that, I don't even want to give him the opportunity to go there. I want to give him the opportunity to come to Fenway and realize how much he likes it and get that edge when he goes to be a free agent. And even if it's only 1 year, I'm probably in the minority here, but I still really don't take anyone off the board when talking to the Padres. I know Yankees fans are like, I don't want to give up Anthony Volpe and Mike King and blah, blah. I'm like, hey, I'm giving up, literally name your prospect price for Juan Soto, even if it's 1 year. I'm in the minority there. I get it. But you know exactly what you're getting with Juan Soto. You still don't know what you're going to get with a Marcelo Meyer or Kyle Teal or Roman Anthony. And they look promising. They look great. But that doesn't always mean everything. So I'm in the minority there. Give me Juan Soto or give me death as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, what's crazy too, and I know you're a big Soto guy. I'm a big Soto guy as well in terms of just kind of like believing in him. I feel like some people have waned a little bit of like, oh, he's a stud, and like, oh, the last couple of years haven't been super sexy stat wise however, at the same time, considering how much shit, or not shit, but like, even just from a fantasy perspective, right, I feel like people are not as in on Juan Soto as they were a couple of years ago. He's still just like casually putting up numbers. Mm-hmm. And it sounds crazy to say, but it's like he's probably the closest thing we've seen to Ted Williams since Ted Williams. Like Barry Bonds, I guess, is like a weird exception sort of type, kind of different skill set. But like, it's, I don't know. I agree with you. You do whatever you can to get him on your team, pay him whatever it takes.
I also, Soto, Welcome back, Steve. I also think
Corey Seager. We're saying Corey Seager's due. He's due for an extension. The Rangers just reported
in a raise.
They're not adding years. They're just adding another $200 million. So sorry, we underpaid you.
I think part of the reason why people are kind of looking past Soto these days, for whatever reason, well, the reason I think is because he's kind of turned into made himself known as a slow starter. He doesn't really have these scorching hot starts. So you're kind of just like, oh, he's batting 250 in August, crappy year. And then he's going to go on a stretch where he's hitting 430 for 6 weeks, and his end of the year numbers still look like 270, 35 bombs, 100 home runs, 1,000 OPS, more walks than strikeouts. So those strikeout numbers went way up this year. That's kind of weird. His strikeout percentage almost doubled, even though his walks stayed the same. That was a little weird. That was really the only difference in Juan Soto's year this year is the strikeout numbers. All the other metrics still were basically the same. And at the end of the season, you're looking at 30-plus bombs, 270 hitter, almost 1,000 OPS. Just like, he's not the best fielder, but whatever, dude. Stick him in left field. Manny can play left. Juan Soto can play left at this point. I can't take him even having 1 year in New York Stadium. That will break me, I think.
Yeah, I think that'll be the end for me too. I was thinking that same thought recently. Like, dude, if he ends up a Yankee, we got Mookie on the Dodgers. Like, dude, what are we trying to do? This is like the pain Olympics. Like, what the fuck's going on? I hope that's
and I take it. Remember when Stanton went there and you were like, oh, yes, man, that really fucking sucked. But you knew. You were like, how old is Stanton? Okay, he's like 28, 29. But you just knew by like his body type, it's not built to last long term. It's just.
I'll tell you what, I was a doomsdayer with Giancarlo. That was pain for me too. But Soto's young. Like, the Yankees don't have a single young guy. He'd be a really good fit for that team. And I do not want that to happen. That'd be painful.
Yeah, I know. It would really suck. Their outfield defense would take a hit, but who fucking cares if you have Juan Soto and Aaron Judge back-to-back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'd be fine. Their defense already sucks anyway. Who's their center fielder? They have one?
Dude, the Yankees roster is, like, low-key really fucking bad. Yeah, at least their lineup. Like, they can't hit.
They can't field. They can't do shit.
Like we meme about how the Red Sox season was one of those, like, oh, we're going to look back and be like, haha, remember when the Red Sox rolled out this lineup on September 7th? But the Yankees were doing that a lot. Like, wasn't Billy McKinney giving them legit innings for like 2 months or something like that? Like, they struggled themselves, and Juan Soto would be an enormous boost to them, obviously. That's not really being.
If Bowers was playing for like.
Right,
no, stop.
Right. Like
this year,
and it helps their biggest weakness, which is hitting right-handed pitching. Like it really would be a perfect fit. But instead, they seem to be way more focused on Yamamoto and the whole saving a jersey number bullshit. Like, that's the type of reporting
that was very funny.
I can't take it seriously. Like, if a guy comes out and says that, and then also says like, oh, the Yankees. And Soto contract or trade talks are progressing. They're not close, but they're progressing. I'm like, how can I take you seriously when
quick break for a message from our partners over at DraftKings Sportsbook. Can you believe we survived over 7 months without an NFL game? It's pretty crazy. And boy, are we glad that that's over. The NFL is back in DraftKings Sportsbook. An official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving us a can't-miss offer for the start of the season. This week, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5 on any NFL game. DraftKings is hooking everyone up with game day greatness. All customers can take advantage of two new offers every single game day this September. Check the app to see what you get. Pretty cool ones recently in terms of the up 10, up early promo, where tokens where you get your bet cashes if the team that you bet on for a money line play cashes out early. It's kind of nice, especially if your team potentially loses that lead. Anyway, download now and use code SSBT to sign up for DraftKings Sportsbook. New customers can take home $200. Again, $200 in bonus bets instantly just for betting $5. Code SSBT only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY, which is 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. This offer is void in Toronto. Please see dkng.co/football for eligibility, terms, and responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after initial issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. All right, back to the pod here.
Oh, did you cut out?
Oh, he muted himself.
Yeah, no, I cut out. My bad. My
got
wire.
Worked up.
Yeah, I did. Like, I got passionate. I had to readjust my seat, and it's just I can't really take it seriously. Maybe that's ignorant of me or whatever. I don't know, but it's we need some moves. Baseball offseason, classic, taking forever to actually get rolling, but hopefully we get something here going pretty soon.
Questions for you guys. Let's run through some potential trade scenarios, and I want to know A, if you think this person is getting traded, and B, if you want to give a guess on where they're getting traded. Dylan Cease. Do you think he gets dealt?
Yes, I do. And I still think the Braves.
Oh, really? Are they in on him?
Yeah. I thought it was going to get reported. Was it yesterday? That it was like there was smoke, but
there's smoke. He lives there.
Oh, he's an Atlanta guy. Okay. I do think he'll get traded as well. I think his best fit, the Braves is a really good fit because obviously they need starting pitching. I also think the Orioles are a good fit.
Mm-hmm. I think so. They came close at the deadline, supposedly, to trade for him.
Yeah, the White Sox wanted Brian Baio for Dylan in a Dylan Cease trade, which is crazy to me.
Yeah, I don't think the Red Sox are a fit. Knowing that, if that's where the starting negotiation is, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about you guys. I know you, Oliver, you like Cease, right?
Yeah, I like Cease.
Are you still a Cease guy?
I took a little step back this year for sure, being a fantasy owner and how frustrating he, like, his stuff just was not as good as it was in prior years, which I was pretty surprised. Like, all his stuff was down, and his expected numbers were up. His spin rate was down. His slider was not nearly – his slider went from the best pitch in baseball to just average. Like, he was an absolute beast in 2021 as far as ERA, expected ERA, FIP, XFIP, a lot – like, all the shit you wanted in a starting pitcher Dylan Cease had, and then it was just, like, a pretty big letdown last year or so. I still think he's got stuff in the tank for sure. I'm not like a huge, huge Cease guy.
What?
I'm not like a huge Cease. You own Dylan.
I thought you were.
No. I like him, but I'm not like a ride or die like some friends of the program.
You're not like do whatever it takes to get him on the team.
I don't think so. No.
Wait, is Steve that big of a Cease guy?
No, I said friends of the program.
Steve, are you a big Cease guy?
Me? No, Connor is, yeah.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
I like Cease enough, but I'm not trying to, like, die for him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not blowing it up for him by any means. Even if he signs a contract extension, I'm not like, I'm happy because it addresses a need. You need starting pitching. I still think he's good. Like, all-star material type thing. I don't think he will win a Cy Young type of pitcher, but that's kind of where I stand on it. If you can, like, yeah, Aaron Nola is not a bad, like,
I think Aaron Nola is more consistent, though. I feel like Cease is a little bit more of a volatile, like, good year, bad year, kind of like every other type deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. He can be a fucking ace if like when he taps in. The right fit though will fit, like he'll be perfect for the right fit. And I think the Braves could be that, you know? I really do. Like I think that like,
but it's not like the Braves spit out.
He's one of those guys like, that needs
awesome
to figure it out.
Starting pitching like day in and day out. Like if the Rays get their hands on him, I'm scared type of thing. But the Braves get their hands on him, it's a good fit. He'll pitch well, but he's not going to like just turn the corner and like if the Astros got a hold of him, like that type of shit, you know?
Yeah,
I that's what I am thinking. Like a Musgrove type, like oh shit, like this guy figured it out now. I think that he could be that kind of guy. Like, who else is kind of like that, you know? Like, I don't know. Cease has a lot of potential.
Yeah, of course he does. And he's kind of lived up to it. But he's not a guy I'm selling the farm for. He's not like – it's not like when they were going after Chris Sale and you sold the farm for Chris Sale. I don't view him as that.
Yeah. Well, it is – I mean, that one season that he had that he was awesome – I feel like there are some stats behind that were like a little freaky of like, oh, okay, he might have gotten a little luckier to be as elite as he looked for that year. But another pitcher, what about Corbin Burnes? You guys think he's getting dealt? And if so, where do you think?
Well, I do think he gets dealt too. Dodgers, something stupid, something very annoying.
Yeah. Dude, they're in a weird spot, actually, the Dodgers, pitching-wise, right? Because even if they somehow get Ohtani, it's like they've got Urias is out until who knows, like he's out of the picture and he's a free agent. Kershaw's a free agent, like, and he's coming back from an injury. So even Kershaw wouldn't be there for the first like few months of the season. Dustin May coming back. Dodgers kind of have a gap. They need some top tier inning leaders.
You're relying on Bueller and Bobby Miller to like give you 190 innings each.
And even that, Bueller coming back, like, I don't know. We'll see how much they can get. Yeah,
they need pitching. I do think Corbin Burnes will get dealt as well. There hasn't really been any murmurs about that, but they're pretty clearly in like taking a year off mode, in my opinion. You know, they just extended their top prospect who hasn't played a lick of Major League Baseball yet, which is always a gamble, but they apparently really like him. But that kind of tells me that like they're kind of locked in on the future. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Burnes and his buddy over there, Christian Yelich, Willy Adames. I wouldn't be surprised to see all three of those guys get dealt. You got to eat some Yelich money, I think, if you're the Brewers. But I wouldn't be surprised to see them move on from any of them.
I would almost think the opposite, to be honest. I feel like they're in win now mode, sort of. Right. And it's like kind of like a Heim Bloom type win now, right? Where they're not going to mortgage the future. But
that's kind of what they've always had been, though, isn't it? I guess they're always kind of like teetering between, oh, we could sell our assets and rebuild or trade a couple assets and contend year in and year out. That's just where the Brewers stand. They never fully commit. That must be fucking frustrating. We've dealt with it for two, 3 years now. As Red
even
Sox
like the CC Sabathia year, where it's like, all right, we got a rental, and it's like he was awesome, but then it's like, all right, see you
all
later.
Right, see you, bud.
That is kind of true. I never really realized that with the Brewers. Yeah, I feel like this CC time too. I almost believe, like they almost made me believe that they were like a solid team. They never really have been that solid, have they? Son of a bitch.
It's kind of lately, you look at their win totals, though, they're low key so consistent.
Yeah, they're always like, what, mid to high 80s year in and year out?
Yeah, like they really haven't bottomed out at least.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, they're never, they haven't really been contender, but I mean, let's see, they haven't been below 500. I'm not counting the COVID season, to be honest, I'm really, since 2016. Below 500 since 2016. That's pretty impressive, right?
That's a good run.
That was Ryan Braun days. It's been out. Long. I feel like Ryan Braun hasn't played in like 20 years already.
That's a guy that would deserve to be canceled. Get him out of here, liar.
Yeah, talk about never getting another chance too, right? He was.
Yeah, he had the Barry Bonds treatment. Yeah, like 32 years old. Bye. Fuck him.
All right, couple minutes left. Any closing remarks or any other rapid fire? Names you
Let's do it. Juan Soto real quick. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't think Juan Soto gets traded, but
I do. I think sadly he's a Yankee.
I think it'll take a little while, but he will.
Mentally preparing myself for that, so that's where I'm gonna settle my predictions.
Okay. Who do you think, Steve?
I don't know who he'll end up. I think he'll end up. I hope it's the Red Sox. I don't think so. I don't know. The Yankees seem like the most plausible, which is hurtful, and they'll pay because they're desperate. So I think it's likely to. It's like another Giancarlo scenario, which is kind of sad. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, Yankees have the perfect guys though, for the Padres too. To be honest,
speaking. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Gonna, just like cheap guys that are ready for the bigs. Yeah.
Right. But yo, I was thinking when we were talking about the Brewers a minute ago, the Brewers are kind of like the Cardinals in the NFL. The NFL, I used to believe that the Cardinals were good. I don't know why I ever thought that. It's not true, is it? Like the Cardinals they haven't been good since Kurt Warner. Like what the fuck? When have they ever been good?
You kind of sip the Kool-Aid every couple of years. You like sip the Kool-Aid and buy into it, and then you're like, wait, this team fucking blows. But to Gilly's point, the Brewers never bottomed out as bad as the Cardinals have. But the NFL also has way more ups and downs than Major League Baseball, I think. That. When the tank is on, the tank is really on in the NFL because you can turn your whole team around in a year with the right draft pick in an offseason. It's really hard to do that in baseball.
They introduce
Bruce Arians? He got credit. Like people acted like he was a genius. He really didn't do a whole lot there.
No, he didn't do shit there.
It's
He had like one overperforming year with
one run.
Didn't they bring
Carson
in like
Palmer?
It was Carson Palmer, right? Yeah, Carson.
They made
Palmer,
the conference championship against Cam Newton. That was that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird.
Believe.
Closing take: Cardinals are losers. Brewers are weenies, and yeah.
Cliff Kingsbury deserves another chance.
And it's Zappy season. Big take. Give me Will Grier and Willie Cunningham over Zappy.
Let's see what can happen,
dude. Come on.
Give me Mac Jones. I'm going down with the ship.
No.